Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm not saying that my life hasn't been that exciting since I last spoke to you, but I had a major problem last night. Big problem.
What is it?
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
You know how much I love shredding stuff?
Yeah.
Got a jam, and I can't sort it out.
Oh, no. Have you put it in reverse mode?
What's that?
Well, some shredders have a reverse where it comes back out if you get a jam.
I tried to put far too many pieces of paper in there. I pushed it to the limit, and now I'm regretting it.
How many were you putting in?
Maybe about 50.
What, in one shred?
That's no, because I try and see how far I can take it, because the noise gets better the more you put in. I love it. I'm addicted to the shredding.
Do you know what? I'm a bit worried about you because 2 weeks ago, normal shredding was okay for you and now you've taken it to the extreme.
I'm going hardcore with it, but now I wish I hadn't because I can't fix it. I'll do it again tonight. I just wanted to, you know, update you because I know that a lot of people share the love of laminating and shredding.
You've got to be really careful if you get something stuck in your shredder.
Okay, I will. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Anya from Newcastle.
Hi, Anya. What's occurring?
I'm really excited because I've just finished my A-levels today.
Yes! Get in.
I know, right? It's awesome.
So, what's the plan for the summer?
Well, on Saturday, I'm going away with, like, four of my best friends to Mallorca for a week. And then after that, I'm going to Hawaii with my mum. So, yeah, it's all happening, man.
What a summer you've got lined up.
I know, right? Can't wait. So, yeah, just going to celebrate today because I had physics exam today, so... Yeah,
so,
it's all done now.
How long have you got of uni? What, 2-3 months?
I've got 3 months. I start university on the 1st of October, hopefully, anyway.
How lush is that?
I know, and it's actually, the sun is shining. Like, it was chucking it down with rain this morning, and as soon as my exam finished, it's all sunny here. How great is that?
You're in such a good mood, I love it.
I know, it's awesome, I'm so excited. And it means I can listen to Radio 1 again, because, like, when I've been revising for, like, weeks and weeks and weeks, if I listen to Radio 1, I get far too distracted, because, obviously, of all the awesome stuff you talk about. So now I can listen again, because, yeah, it was putting me off my vision.
So how long have you deserted our show for?
Like, 6 weeks, it's really bad. Well, I've listened the odd little time, but not religiously, like, before. So, yeah, I feel like I've missed you, Scott.
Oh, do we put you off when revising?
No, just with your awesome stuff, like, not put me off in, like, it just distracts me a bit, because it's infinitely more interesting than, like, physics and chemistry.
That's a plus.
That is a plus. I think that's, actually, that is a compliment, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Well, you've got it all planned, so have an amazing summer.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Good to have you back. Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, don't know much about football, like myself, want to learn more? Listen to my 14-year-old expert, Lloyd. Let's give him a ring.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello.
What's occurring?
Well, today I had one of our special lessons.
Oh, not again.
Yeah.
What happened in the lesson?
Well, we were talking about myths.
About what?
Lifts.
Myths.
Oh, myths. Okay.
Yeah. I've learned that during, you can't lose your bits if a woman sneezes.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it, really.
You sound like you're a little bit traumatised by this, Lloyd.
I was a bit taken back. I don't know why they tell me this, but I didn't.
No, I didn't really think that would happen, but it's good to be reassured.
I've never heard that myth before.
They certainly never told me that at school.
No.
Anywho, football?
Well, yesterday, the Netherlands beat Slovakia 2-1, and Brazil beat Chile 3-0. And then today's matches are Paraguay versus Japan, and that's on now.
Right.
And then tonight, it's the biggie, Spain versus Portugal.
Oh, that is going to be good.
Yeah. Will you be watching?
What time's it on?
7:30.
No.
Why?
I'm out tonight.
You just don't want to watch some football.
Well, you were playing golf during the England match.
You're meant to be teaching him about football, Lloyd. Scott, you're meant to be learning about football. At some point, can one of you, preferably both of you, watch a match? Because it might help, kind of, both sides, maybe.
Who do you reckon is going to win tonight, then?
I think it will be close, but I think Spain will win.
Why is that?
Because they're a better team. Do you want some reasons?
Yeah.
Okay, there are Liverpool players in the Spain team.
Are there?
Yeah, for example, Torres and Reina.
So they normally play for Liverpool, but now they've gone to Spain.
Yeah, but Liverpool's a club and Spain's a country.
Country, I knew that, yeah.
La Tomatina is a festival where they chuck tomatoes at each other.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's a very messy event.
I'd quite like to go to that.
It's in Valencia.
I've always wanted to have a tomato fight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we could sort that out for you. You don't have to go to Spain for me to throw a tomato in your direction.
No, but I want loads of them.
Yeah, I'd help.
Maybe at your next gig, everybody could throw tomatoes at you.
Don't even do that.
Well, you've said it's your lifelong ambition to have loads of tomatoes thrown at you.
I'd like to know about it, that it was happening beforehand.
OK, so where are you playing this weekend? Do you like to promote your gigs?
I haven't got any, actually.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
Forget about actual tomatoes, just get cans of plum tomatoes.
No, you can't, that's really dangerous.
Chopped tomatoes. No, empty them out into a bowl, right. And then... that would be rubbish if people were throwing cans at you.
Throw a couple of cans.
I'd throw a can at him.
Just handfuls of plum chopped tomatoes.
So, that's Spain. Does anything good happen in Portugal?
I went there on holiday at Easter, and there is a 77% chance you will see a naked person on the beach.
How do you work that out?
Well, you go to a beach, and normally 77% of the population on the beach are naked.
Lloyd, do you go on naturist holidays?
No. No, 77%, not all the people.
That's high.
That is quite high, actually.
So that means, hey, did you go on holiday with your family?
Yeah.
How many people are there in your family? Like four?
Six.
So that means, effectively, that almost, like, four out of six of your family were naked?
Well, Mum and Dad were.
Right.
And, I don't want to know this.
I think my brother Jack was naked as well.
Well, the stats seem...
I can't really remember, it was a bit of a blur.
I should hope so. Something you kind of block out, really.
That's 50%.
What makes me think that you might be having the same kind of conversation with a psychiatrist in years to come?
No, I hope not.
Here's the thing about nudist beaches as well, I just want to say.
In your vast experience of them.
I have been on a couple.
Scott's Home Truths, nudist beach.
Here's Scott's Home Truths on nudist beaches. The people are never hot. It's all the people that should leave their clothes on that have got them off.
That's because they're mostly old men.
That is true. I was in Gran Canaria once and I was just walking through some sand dunes and I got a massively nasty surprise.
How big was the surprise?
It was a small surprise, but I just wasn't expecting some 70-year-old bloke to come up through the sand dunes. Like I said, never hot people. Anyway, that's the end of my home truths. Do we think Spain will win?
Yeah.
Do you know what, Lloyd? Some people who listen to this, they know nothing about football and they learn so much from you.
All of it.
Will I speak to you tomorrow, then?
No.
Why?
My mum's got an arm operation.
Oh, best of luck with that.
And there's no matches either.
Okay, well, I'll speak to you the day after. Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, if you're enjoying the sunshine somewhere, lots of people in their gardens, lots of people just coming home for the day. Hi. Now, you know, we had Katy Perry on Oh, What's Occurring the other day as part of Are They Musical? And we found out whether Katy Perry could or couldn't play the accordion. This was it. What song is that?
It's Mary Had a Little Lamb backwards.
The answer is no, I think. I think that's what we decided. Now, I also chatted to her for the official chart show on Radio 1, which I did last week. And here's me and Katy Perry having a chat before we started recording the actual chat.
Good. Last time I was in this room, I was wearing a lollipop. It's really nice. I wanted to be one of those girls.
How
I like
you?
The name Lollipop Girls or something.
Oh, God, yeah, we dressed you up as a lollipop lady.
Yeah, lollipop lady.
Well, remember, Katy Perry, because
so
you've probably
cute.
Been to quite a few radio stations since this one.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
But nobody else dressed me up like a lollipop
That's
lady.
That's true.
And I remember that name, Lollipop Lady.
I completely forgotten about that. We actually did have Katy Perry on a full-on lollipop lady outfit, even with a sign saying stop,
yeah.
Children.
Why? Can you remember why we did that? I have no idea why we dressed up as a lollipop. We haven't done it to anyone else since, have we?
I don't know. It was just one of those ideas that seemed like a good idea at the time.
But she didn't even go out on the street. She just sat in here. She didn't do any lollipopping.
We took pictures so people could see. I don't know. Didn't we do Lollipop Idol or something?
Oh, yes, that was it.
It was a while ago. Anyway, yeah, so she was wearing a Lollipop Lady outfit, and as you can hear from our little chat that we had the other day, she remembers it and she really enjoyed it. So I thought to myself, well, you know, we've got exclusive recordings of her playing the accordion. Let's make a song that we can release, and maybe people will download it by mistake and we can make some cash.
Yes.
So the one that doesn't speak has been toiling away at this for the whole of the morning. Bit more or less? Oh, a bit less. Right, this just shows you kids how easy it is to make a dance record. An hour? A bit more. Two. All right. Anyway, not even a whole morning. So, if we get this on iTunes or something, this could be a big hit. Listen to what he's done.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say, hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady. I wanted to be one of those girls. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say, hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady. Lollipop lady.
That's called Lollipop Lady, and it's new by Katy Perry. She doesn't know anything about it, but I like it. Bit of auto-tune on there to reflect, you know, the way music is at the moment.
Not that she needs it.
No, but, you know, everyone's got it on, haven't they? So it would sound weird if she didn't have it. So, yeah, let me know what you think.
I think it's going to be massive in the clubs.
And it's got accordion in, which is a bit, you know, that's the thing as well at the moment.
Annie Mac's going to love that.
She is.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say, hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady. I wanted to be one of those girls. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say, hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady. Lollipop lady.
Big ups to the one that doesn't speak for that. That is incredible. That is a club smash right there.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So much love on 81199 for the Lollipop Lady Katy Perry mashup, made by the one that didn't speak. So, what's the deal with this? Are we allowed to put this on iTunes under Katy Perry's name? Because technically it is her.
If we maybe spell it a bit different, like one letter, a couple of letters different, maybe? Like Katy with IE, maybe?
We could just, let's call it I Kissed a Lollipop Girl and I Liked It. And, you know, put it on there and see what happens. I reckon a lot of people would want that. If the texts are anything to go by, then that's going to be a number one. Huge. Also, I know this is going back to the Lollipop Lady thing, which we talked about when Katy was in, which is, what, two years ago, maybe? Mm. Are there any, like, sexy Lollipop Ladies? Like young ones. Because you always imagine them to be old, don't you?
Well,
I'm just putting it out there. Like, if you've seen a Lollipop Lady who is, I don't know, under 30.
Yeah, not cougars.
Not cougars, no. No. I'm talking, like, under 30.
Right.
Oh, I've got an image of cougar Lollipop Ladies now.
Well, you never know. I think with the Katy Perry track, we should just call it California Girls. But, like, spot girls normal, then loads of people will download it.
Yeah, it'll definitely be on the charts this weekend.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Can you imagine if Reggie has to play that at number one?
Oh, it'd be brilliant. Yeah, I just want to know if there's any hot Lollipop Ladies, because I always imagine them a bit like dinner ladies, to be, you know, of a certain age. Like, a big age.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Simon.
All right, Simon, what's your issue? Or what do you want?
Basically, I had an inappropriate dream about Radio 1 and you and Becky last night, and it's freaking me out a bit.
Oh, we were talking about this yesterday. The one that didn't speak had an inappropriate dream about somebody in the office. And then the next day, you just find it hard to look them in the eyes. Everything's a little bit awkward. Is that what happened to you?
Well, yeah, basically. And I was just wondering if I could take a bit of time off listening or if you guys could go on holiday or something.
You want us to go on holiday because you had a weird dream about us?
Well, it was pretty weird.
Okay.
Is it all right talking to us, or is this freaking you out
even
more?
You finding this freaky?
Yeah, I'm screaming a little bit.
All right. Well, how much time do you think you'll need off from the show?
Well, I'm getting married Friday. that might be bringing it on. Maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks?
You're going on honeymoon?
No, not till September.
Oh, right. So you could have used that as your break.
That would have been helpful, but... No, unfortunately.
The thing is, you can't really help what you dream about, but I can tell that you're finding this conversation a little bit awkward because we were featured heavily in your dream last night.
Well, big time.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you don't listen, will you, when it is okay, when you feel comfortable with it, will you promise to download the podcast to get anything you've missed?
Well, I do that every week, so, yeah, maybe. I might be a few months behind, though. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as you listen at some point, that's fine. I don't want to freak you out. I don't want this to be weird for you.
Well, it is quite weird.
Okay. All right, well, I'll let you go now.
I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's going to happen again. I think we'll be back there tonight, don't you, Scott?
What, a recurring dream?
Yeah, I think we'll be back on tomorrow night.
Well, I'm afraid to go to sleep now. Thanks.
I would be, yeah.
Well, I think I'd take that as a compliment.
Okay, well, have a good marriage. And
thank you.
Come back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Sorry about the dream.
Do you want me to let you know when I'm back?
What?
Do you want me to let you know when I'm back?
Yes, please.
If you want.
Okay, I will.
Love you, bye.
Okay, I like you as a friend.
Okay, bye. He was good. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Are you ready? Let's go. Let's play Tuesday's Oh, What's Occurring? Day 2 for our contestant, Elliot. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. I saw that you were very much looking forward to doing this on Twitter again today.
Yes, definitely.
What's news with you, Elliot?
Not much. I was just saying to Becky, I'm just really bored. Because everyone's at work, I had two bottle of sandwiches today. I feel like that guy off of Fish. You know the one, you know, Tennis Lockie had some fish.
Oh, fish and rice cake.
Yeah, Tennis Lockie had some Bovril, or maybe not. But, you know.
Bovril?
Bovril, that's so retro.
No, I hate Bovril. There's nothing in the house, literally.
You could have gone to the shop, maybe?
I could, but it's
just too bored to.
Yeah.
I sometimes get that where you're so bored you can't even be bothered to leave the house to make it a bit more interesting.
Well, it's a bit sad, really, but, you know, I just can't be bothered.
Did you have anything with this sandwich, or is it just that straight...
Just that and some Jaffa cakes.
If you don't know what Elliot's talking about, this is a thing that I found when I was just looking online, and we were talking about diets and stuff. And
you wanted to beef up.
I want to beef up, and so I'm taking advice from this guy that I found online. Listen to his diet.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train. I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day.
And that's how you get beef, you see. I love that guy.
I wonder who he is.
Huh?
I wonder who he is.
He's from Cumbria, we found out, and he's won lots of kind of bodybuilding competitions.
I bet he has.
Surprisingly, because all he eats is fish and rice cake. Okay, let's play today's Oh.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Elliot?
Yes?
You know Big Brother?
Yes, I'm watching it, actually.
Are you?
I definitely am.
I think a few more people are watching it this year. It seems to be, quite big news.
Did you see
it? It's definitely interesting.
Did you see the puppets last night?
I haven't caught up. I'm still on Sunday.
Oh, they are amazing, the puppets.
What happened?
They had, Avenue Q type puppets made of all the housemates.
So, and
they
like were Muppet style?
Yes, they were so accurate in like Ben's hair was just like really huge, and Josie's looked amazing, and Corinne's was just bright orange with massive boobs.
You love Big Brother this year, don't you?
I really do. I haven't watched it for like 6 years, and now I'm really into it. Really good.
I actually, it is a good one this year. Mm. Now, do you remember Elliot?
Yeah.
Brian Bellow.
I do, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, he won Big Brother 8.
Oh, wow.
He was a laugh, wasn't he, Brian Bellow?
Yeah.
Do you think, though, Brian Bellow has got a smutty sense of humour?
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Yes.
And he's got an amazing laugh. Well, do you know what? I called up Brian Bellow earlier, off of Big Brother.
Are you showbiz friends?
No. Yeah. I've met him a couple of times.
Bless you and Bellow.
Yeah, I like him. I play Brian Bellow 3 clips of innuendo bingo. Each time, Brian had a mouthful of water, but how many times did he spit the water out? Out of 3. Elliot.
I reckon 2.
2 out of 3?
Yeah.
He spat the water out.
Yeah.
Becky.
3.
All 3?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Here is some celebrity innuendo bingo. Today on celebrity innuendo bingo, it's
that.
Brian Bellow, winner of Big Brother 8.
Hello.
All right?
I'm all out. I've got some water.
So you've got the water ready there?
The water is ready, in hand.
Okay, I am going to play you a clip, okay?
All right, Scott, I'm ready.
Take a sip of water. Mm. Let's see if it goes out when you hear the clip. Water in your mouth now? Okay, here we go.
But actually, I think I would, if you can shake it. And I'm looking at that and I think it's too beautiful a bush to trim.
Sorry.
Did you spit it out?
A little bit.
More water, please.
More water, yeah.
Today, for me, feels like a very big milestone and stepping stone for me getting to the White House, which I hope to get to in the next couple of weeks. So, fingers crossed, Mrs. Obama, you know, lets me in the back door.
So you spat that one out?
Yeah, I spat that one out. That one came out a bit harder, I think. I'm just easily tickled, I think.
I think you are, Brian.
That's why I usually laugh, especially because I'm hiding in the corner of my garden because my dogs just keep barking. And my neighbour's like, why is he hiding in the corner of his garden spitting water out?
Okay, Brian, one more.
Yeah. One more water, yeah?
Take the water. And here we go. Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I am just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
Yeah, that was funny as well. I like that one.
Thank you, Brian Bellow.
Thank you, Scott. Sorry, keep laughing. There's all water in the back of our garden now. Everywhere.
Bless Brian.
Oh, I love him.
And it was 2, Elliot.
Yay! Do you want a high five?
Yeah, go on.
Yep.
High five!
Oh! What's the kidding?
Easy to do a phone high five, just press 5 on your phone. Loads of people have been doing it, Elliot. Loads of people texting in saying they did it to their girlfriends last night and stuff.
I know, on Twitter. Oh, yeah, by the way, at Elliot94, you want to follow. But, yeah, on Twitter...
That was a blatant
saying...
plug, Elliot.
Sorry?
That was such a blatant plug.
I know, it's the sort of thing you would do. I can imagine you doing that.
Yeah, have that. What are you saying about Twitter?
No, I'm getting people following me, which is all good. And, you know, they like the old high five. It's off of Borat. Have you ever watched that film?
Yeah.
High five!
He doesn't do it on his phone, though, does he?
No, I don't think he's got a phone, has he?
I'm aware of high five, Elliot. I just didn't... Not the phone version.
Not virtual high five.
Don't think Borat invented the high five. Right.
I'd like it if he did.
Next one. Yeah. Did anybody watch Junior Apprentice?
Yes, when it was on, yeah.
Elliot?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, I loved it, I did.
It was really good. It was as good as the adult one, if not better.
My favourite word, which they used a lot, is schmooze. Schmooze. Do you like schmoozing?
I do, it is a good word. Oh, do I like actually doing it?
Mm.
I'm never quite sure what it is. Is it like you're meant to do it in like business meetings?
Yeah, schmoozing.
How would you schmooze? Try and schmooze me.
I'd rather not.
I'll try and schmooze you.
Go on then, schmooze me.
Hey, I've got a little business opportunity for you. Want to come on board?
That's flirting, that's not schmoozing.
Well, schmoozing, is schmoozing a bit flirty?
I think it's
maybe
more
that's
kind
how
of,
I do my business.
Is it not more is it not more hobnobbing?
I didn't get where I was today without a bit of schmoozing.
Is that how you is that how it happened?
Yeah.
Oh god, I heard that, yeah.
There's no talent here.
Yeah. Elliot, do you like to schmooze?
Well, now I do, yeah. Yeah. That's a good word to use.
Join in.
Schmooze all summer now you've got the time off, Elliot.
Yes.
My question, on one episode of The Junior Apprentice, can't really remember which one, how many times do you think they said the word schmooze, Elliot?
How long is it?
An hour.
Oh, an hour. I'm going to say 25.
25?
Yeah.
Becky?
24.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here they are, having a schmooze on the Junior Apprentice.
I know I've been trying to sort of schmooze them. Have you sort of schmoozed all of them, do you reckon?
You just have to schmooze them.
I told Tim I'm not an overly schmoozy person. And he said, did you schmooze him? I said, a little bit.
One, I think Kirsty could have schmoozed one. I think Kirsty, just because of the fact that we could have got Tom, and I think she could have schmoozed him a bit more.
Seven schmoozes!
Oh, no!
Oh, that's not as much schmoozing as I thought.
Mm. I like these songs that Britney Spears has done. Have you heard her version of this? Give me a sign. Go!
Schmooze.
Is a good word. I'm solo,
schmoozing.
Solo,
schmoozing.
Solo,
schmoozing.
Solo, solo. Or how about? I want to
thank you for giving me the best. Schmoozed.
Someone gave Dido the best schmooze of her life.
Schmooze. Schmooze.
Schmooze.
Schmooze.
Schmooze.
Big hit there for Cheryl Cole, schmooze for this love. right, oh, it's one all, let's play on.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Right, you know Matt Fincham off the Chris Moyle Show?
Yep.
He is starring in The Bill tonight on ITV1. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's on.
Yes, exactly, Elliot.
Are you having a special party to celebrate, Elliot?
What, that he's on The Bill?
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on it, but
well, you should.
Yeah,
if you can make it, Elliot, they're actually having a massive party to celebrate in Hyde Park in London. And
okay.
They're putting it on a big screen. No, they're not. That's right.
Oh, OK.
Now, Becky may have called up Matt Fincham earlier. And
really?
saying that she was from a PR company. You know her brilliant cause that she does.
Brilliantly awful. Well, no, they are good, actually.
Well, yeah. Think about it.
They're brilliant because they're so bad.
Yeah.
So, Becky is a PR girl. She's on the phone to Matt Fincham. How long can she keep him on the phone for? I'm inviting him to the big screening tonight in London. What about Becky first? Actually, no, Elliot first, probably.
Oh, OK. I'm going to say 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
4 minutes. I'm going to pretend that I did well on this one.
4 minutes. Let's find out. Here's Matt Fincham getting a call.
Radio 1.
Hello, is that Matt Fincham?
Yeah.
I'm calling from Regis Philbin PR. We've not had an RSVP from you about tonight.
What's happening tonight?
We're having a big Bill screening this evening and I've not had an RSVP. Respond, if you please, from your good self.
A screening, what, the episode?
Yeah, the episode. Matt, it's just an intimate view in Hyde Park on a massive big monitor. It's on hard def, 10 progressive scan, HDMI 2mm.
Wow. I didn't even know about this, actually.
You should have got the invite. It's going to be a delightful evening in the presence of His Royal Highness, the Prince of Persia. He's flown in from Persia, especially. It's massive out there.
Sure.
It is, it's really big in Perth. Like it is in all the Greek islands.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't had an invite, but this sounds like an amazing opportunity.
Would you like to come? I can tell you who's confirmed so far.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Thank you.
So far, confirmed, June Ackland and her daughter, LaRue Ackland. And the Prince of Persia, obviously, because I forgot about him.
Is that it?
Well, that's it so far. I'm a bit worried, to be honest, Matt, because the numbers are a bit small. We've got the whole park.
Okay, so shall I bring a load of mates with me?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be good, because, you know, we're getting a bit desperate and kind of need you to make up the numbers.
Do you want me to give a speech?
Well, that's a bit probably a bit too much, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Who do you play in this episode?
It's a character by the name of PC Rogers. Hello?
Is that his real name?
That's the name. I had that or a choice of PC Hancock, and I just thought, you know, Rogers was probably better.
No, you didn't.
I did. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd have hung up by now. Hello? Has he gone? Oh.
Good. What was that laugh, please?
Oh, I thought you'd have hung up by now.
It's a really dirty laugh, that is.
I'm schmoozing.
You really were. Elliot, that was incredible. 2:29.
Yay!
Yes, you've won. Oh, what's occurring? High five!
High five!
High five! High five! High five!
I did. Oh, hang on.
High five.
Oh, my God. It's broken.
No, it's working.
High five.
Okay.
Yeah. Speak to you tomorrow.
Yay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. What a film. It was on last night. A few people saw it. It was on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's always on the Sci-Fi Channel. Stars 80s pop star Debbie Gibson. It's a ridiculous story and features a shark that eats a plane. Do watch it if you get a chance. We've been on about this for over a year now. But I've got good news. There is a new film coming out soon, which will rival this as maybe the best one ever. Now, we love these kind of films ever since we made our own with The Hoff.
A hotel like no other.
Welcome to the Mills Hotel, Mr. K.
Thank you, I love it, it's really nice.
Celebrities arrive for opening night.
Hiya, I'm Les Dennis.
I'm Craig David.
I'm Preston.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Baker.
I'm Kim Ryder.
Hello, this is Tasmin Archer.
But away from the glitter and the glamour lurks a deadly threat.
Ooh, time for good wee.
They're in the water system.
Oh, there's nothing like better than sitting on the toilet.
And they're coming up for air. Snakes.
Ah, I've been bitten on the bottom!
All around the hotel.
It doesn't feel good. It's a problem.
Snakes are coming up from the bog.
So that was our film, Snakes Where You Strain. Loads of snakes, deadly snakes, come up from the toilet. And David Hasselhoff is the only person that can save mankind. Right, so the new one. I'm so excited. Mega Python versus Gatoroid. This is going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel again.
What on earth is a Gatoroid?
I don't know. But it stars two pop stars who were rivals in the 1980s. Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. Yeah. Doesn't even matter if you don't know who they are.
Which one plays Gatoroid?
No. They're fighting against them, I think.
Oh, they're working as a team together now?
No. Debbie Gibson plays a fanatical animal rights activist who frees illegally imported exotic snakes from pet stores, sending them into the Everglades, and then they grow to, like, massive sizes. Megapythons. Tiffany plays an overzealous park ranger who uses dangerous methods to save endangered alligators. They have a brawl at a party, and then they take matters outside into the swamp. That's right. Two pop stars from the 80s have a massive girl fight in mud in a swamp.
Tiff and Debs.
Tiff and Debs go at it in the
swamp.
In the swamp.
The python and the gator there just for...
There'll be some amazing special effects and stuff. Thank you to Miriam from Los Angeles, who's been on, one of our listeners on the podcast, telling me all about this. They're making it right now. It's scheduled for a kind of autumn release. Thanks very much, Miriam, for this. I can't wait. Megapython versus Gatoroid. Do look out for it. Pretty good, eh? It's going to have to go some to beat Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Do you think we'll get to see it in the cinema or straight to Doovd?
I would probably straight to Doovd, I would say.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.